This month, residents across the United States are going to be taking part in the Wayland National Mayor's Challenge for Water Conservation. Going to the Turk Furniture studio line right now, 815-254-7300. Let's talk to someone who knows a little bit more about that. It's the Director of Public Utilities for the City of Joliet. Allison Swisher is on the line. Allison, good afternoon.
Hi, Evan. How are you doing?
I'm doing very well. So before we jump into the water conservation program, let's first just talk about Joliet's water program in general. There's a lot of changes, as we know, coming over the next decade plus. Where are we kind of sitting right now at the current state of the Joliet water program?
Yeah, things are going great. We are moving forward with our program to bring Chicago water to Joliet by 2030. And now we have several communities that are partnering with Joliet on this effort, and that includes Shanahan, Crest Hill, Manuka, Romeoville, and Shorewood. So this program turned into a regional effort. Within Joliet, we're also continuing to replace lead water service lines and old leaky water mains. We recently received $3.5 million in federal funds to help us replace water mains and $4 million to replace lead service lines. So all good news there. And we're always educating the public on the importance of water conservation. And so that's why this month we're participating in the Wayland Mayor's Challenge.
Well, let's talk about that Wayland Mayor's Challenge. Can you tell us just a little bit about it and how people in the community can help the city of Joliet?
Yeah, so this is a friendly competition between cities across the country. And the point is to get everyone thinking about taking care of the planet and conserving our resources. So each community encourages their residents to take a pledge to conserve water. And at the end of the month, cities with the most pledges in their population category can win prizes. And so prizes are awarded every day to those who take the pledge.
So by participating, you have a chance to not just only help the city of Joliet, but possibly win a prize for yourself.
That's right. And so everyone who lives in Joliet can participate. And it's a great opportunity, especially for kids to get involved and learn more about conservation. And, you know, teachers can take the pledge for their entire class. And we've been doing outreach to our local schools to really spread that word.
So anyone of any age can participate. There's no restrictions, because sometimes with these online contests, they want you to be over 18 years old or 21 years old. You're saying anyone can participate, and you're actually encouraging school children to get involved and learn about water conservation.
Yes. Yeah, that's right. And we really want to help raise awareness for everyone to be good stewards of our natural resources. And the pledge will make you think about your choices and how much water you use.
We're talking with Allison Swisher, the Director of Public Utilities for the City of Joliet, here on the afternoon rush. Let's get into why it's important for residents to participate. I mean, I know we talk about conservation in kind of general terms, but why is it important specifically for residents of Joliet to really get involved in this effort this month?
We're really trying to, you know, rethink the importance of water with our Rethink Water campaign. And so by participating in this event, you can start to think about, you know, how you use water. And especially as we move forward with, raising water rates, residents can really help themselves by, you know, reducing the amount of water that they use.
Yeah, I mean, water conservation is going to be a major thing, you know, as we move through this next decade, getting ready for Lake Michigan water. Like you talked about, water rates will be going up. We got a lot of infrastructure we have to install, and those are things you have to pay for. So conservation is not just something that's good for the community. It's also going to be beneficial down the road for your pocketbook.
Yes, that's correct. And, you know, everyone, has control over their water use. And so we do encourage people to really start thinking about how they're using water.
How do residents sign up? Where can they go to get registered and make sure that they participate in this challenge?
So to participate, you go to mywaterpledge.com and you take the pledge. It's free. Then you can check back at site to see where Joliet ranks throughout the competition.
Talking with Allison Swisher, the Director of Public Utilities, here on the Afternoon Rush. Again, that's mywaterpledge.com, and you can help the city of Joliet, and you can learn a little bit about water conservation. Allison, thank you so much for joining us this afternoon. We appreciate you getting the word out about this, and please let us know how the challenge goes for the city of Joliet.
That's great. Thank you, Evan. And this competition goes through the end of the month. So you have all month to take the pledge.
All right. Allison Swisher, Director of Public Utilities. Thank you very much.
Thank you.